big change at the top of the party. And just to comment first about Enda Kenny, you know, he served our party not just as leader of Fine Gael, but in recent years, as you know, as a Taoiseach of the country in a time of unrest and turbulence. And because he has roots in Donegal here, we've been very proud of him over the years. And he has played this last few months and weeks his own way, the way he wanted to. And the reception that he got this week, we were delighted with. We are delighted that we've had such a leader over the years within the party, first and foremost for us as Fine Gael members, because he has led us and he has brought us together in a way that we, in all honesty, we needed it. We needed his direction and we needed his leadership. We are saddened that he stepped down as Taoiseach, but he knows the time is right. And we look forward now to the contest that is coming, and we will know by Saturday how many candidates we will have for the election of, well, first of all, our party leader, and then it's up to the government then to decide.
It does look like a two-horse race with Francis Fitzgerald and also Richard Bruton saying they aren't going to be contesting the leadership race. From a Fine Gael in Donegal perspective, would we have a leaning, would the party have a leaning one way or the other as it relates to the two front runners in Leo Varadkar and Simon Coveney?
Well, that is not for me as chairperson or any political person to say, because really, thanks to the rules within our party, the membership in Donegal will have a say and will have a vote in Letterkenny in the incoming weeks in relation to the leadership. 65% of the vote will come from the present TDs and senators, 10% will come from our local councillors, and then there's 25% from the membership. So that is entirely up to the membership how they see things going. We are very lucky to have the calibre of candidates that have put their name forward. But in fairness, Saturday is the closing day for nominations, and it's not for me to say who or if there will be any other candidates in that. Just to say, Enda Kenny, that he's visited and been here, supported Donegal as a constituency, Donegal North East and South West, has worked very well with Paddy Hart, with Denny McGinley, with Joe McHugh presently, and with our councillors and the members of the Uthras over the years, and we're indebted to the support that he's given us and the leadership that he's given to the country in a way that was very much needed when we took over, and we are just so proud of Enda Kenny. And I just would like to say on the record as well that without Fionnuala and the support of his three children, we really wouldn't have been able to manage, because he has given tirelessly of his time and his efforts. His efforts as well, you know, personally, to be raising money for charities is notable. And we were saddened last night, you know, but he's not leaving Fine Gael. He's just leaving the leadership, and it's up to him now to decide where he's going in relation to his own career as a TD in Mayo.
Very finally, as it relates to the timing, I was speaking to an elected representative off air earlier today, and they suggested that Enda Kenny perhaps had work to do and should have been allowed to get on with that. But obviously certain comments were made which put paid to that. Do you believe that perhaps you should have been given a little bit more time within the party to finish the work he started?
Well, I will respect the decision that Enda Kenny has made last night. That is his choice, his family's choice, and under advice from the parliamentary party, that's what he decided to do. I do think he has further work to do on behalf of the country. I sincerely hope that he is able to use all the experience that he has. His huge experience, not just only as a TD, and since the, you know, his family has served the country since the 50s, he served since the 70s. So the experience he's had as a county councillor, as a member of tourism and trade, he's a huge CV. The negotiation he's done on our behalf around the world and in Europe, we're hoping that he will go further and represent and help us be a stronger Europe, would to me be the way we would hope he would go. But that's for another day. We're saddened that he's leaving us as leader. We look forward to the challenge that faces us now as we select our two fine candidates that have put their name forward to date, who are frequent visitors to the constituency and have worked tirelessly on our behalf and as members of Fine Gael.